find there's a lot of reluctance in the patients to start either zoledronic acid or denosumab, and they just, you go over the side effect profile, and I have a lot of reticence.
The ONJ is the thing that gets them worried?
Mm-hmm. Even though you try to tell them what the real numbers are, that seems to be the thing, plus the idea, I don't want to take another medicine.
Huh. Lauren?
I don't have a problem, actually. The patients tend to be very willing to do it. The bigger issue is insurance coverage. Mm-hmm.
But you are on board with...
Absolutely. Yeah. She's pending a bone density. She's a relatively new patient.
Huh.
Yeah, as soon as I saw the data come out, I started offering it to most of my postmenopausal patients, but it's the insurance kickback.
Mm-hmm. And now with ASCO guidelines, I think we're going to get less kickback because we can just send the reviewer.
The reasonable question is which bisphosphonate?
Yes.
You know, if you look at the meta-analysis actually looked at oral versus IV bisphosphonates and saw no evidence that IV was better than oral. So I'd feel very comfortable, you know, putting a patient like this on Fosamax once a week.
It's just tolerance and ability to be compliant with a weekly pill. It's a hard thing to remember that I notice that patients tend to do better when they have a scheduled appointment to come in for an injection or an infusion.
You know, if you were a general internist, you wouldn't be giving this patient zoledronic acid for their osteoporosis. You'd be telling her to take a pill once a week.
Just to finish out, though, on the genomic assay question, you didn't answer my question about node positive. Oh. Are there situations where you use genomic assays node positive, and which one?
Yes. Which one? I believe that we have some data from the 21 gene recurrence score that we can do, although it was based on a much older trial, much older chemotherapy, but it is evidence that we should be able to still parse out who is high risk and who is lower risk of recurrence. So I think either test, MammaPrint as well, it doesn't give you an intermediate risk, it's just high or low risk. I tend to do the 21 gene recurrence score just because that's what I've been ordering for so long, but I don't really think that there is a difference in either one.